And now, the amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone. Flash Frisbone, who single-handedly carries with him the world's largest resume. Flash Frisbone, the jock who never lasts the probationary period, living totally on severance pay as he travels from one station to the next in a constant search for steady employment. You'll remember last time, our hero journeyed to sunny Mexico to take employment at 100,000-watt XEIT, a border station owned by Pancho Villa, ice cream mogul and playboy. It is sign-on as we find Flash in the transmitter room in the basement of the ice cream factory where the station is located. Let's listen.
Boy, it sure is dark in here. As far as the light switch. Oh, there it is.
I can really see. Woo! You sure can't miss that transmitter. Gosh, a BTA-100K. They ain't made that one since the early 40s. Good shape, too. Now, what did I do with my instructions? Boy, I sure hope that this funny taste gets out of my mouth before I have to read the news. Okay, let's see. To turn on transmitter, that's what I want. To raise filaments, use switch number 1 to the up position. 1. That's this one here. They're lighting up. Oh boy, they're getting bright. Hot dog. Let's see. Switch number 2 is permanently wired on by the chief engineer. Yep. Yeah, that's a chief's work, all right. Square knot in the bailing wire. Dead giveaway. Okay. Switch number 3 is plates on. The big guns. 100,000 watts. Here we come. Ooh, listen to that power! I can't believe it! They'll hear me in Saskatoon! Let's see, what else does the instruction say? Transmitter is now on. Take meter readings every half hour. I'll do that at the end of my shift. I can't wait. I gotta get some records and gotta get some news. Oh, Flash Frisbone, the voice of the Northern Hemisphere! Oh, wow! 100,000 watts!
And at exactly 6 a.m. in the control room of XEIT, our hero does his first 100,000-watt sign-on.
This is the voice of XEIT, XEIT, Axel Grisipo, Mexico. We broadcast with 100,000 watts on 1570 by the authority of the Radio Mexico.
The excitement in Flash's voice is hard to miss. The thought of his voice modulating those 100,000 watts is almost more than he can take.
We now begin our day's programming with the Back to Vitamins Hour from Paso Robles, California, and the right doctor, Lecithin J. Legstrom.
Back to Vitamins. This is the Back to Vitamin Hour with the right Dr. Lecithin J. Legstrom.
Good morning, everyone. Give me your pain and your suffering, and I will give you B7. I will give you the E-complex.
And with the first program of the day on the air, our hero journeys to the newsroom to begin assembling his 6:30 newscast. It's in the newsroom that he notices that there's something wrong with the signal. Either that, or the 6-transistor channel master on the news table just isn't up to snuff.
Wow, it should come in better than that. 100,000 watts and it's just down the hall. Gosh, that sure sounds weak to me. Maybe it's the battery. Yeah, that's it. The radio must need a new battery. Let me check it out. Take the back off. Nope. That battery's good. Radio Shack. Everybody gets them cards. He must have put the battery in last week, at least. Oh, that isn't the battery. Huh. Well, I better go down to the transmitter and take a look. Maybe something's wrong. The news can wait.
And in the transmitter room, Flash assesses the situation.
Let's see. Plates on. Filaments on. Modulation looks good. Where's the power meter? That must be this one here. Hey, 20 watts only. That can't be right. Well, wait a minute. There's a note. Keep power at present level by order of management. Hey. Somebody must have been screwing with the transmitter. I'm sure Mr. Vanilla means he wants it up all the way. I better crank her up. Where's the crank? Oh, here it is. Hey, more bailing wire. I gotta cut it off if I'm gonna increase the power. Oh, I saw a wire cutter on the engineer's desk. It was over next between the twine and scotch tape. Yeah, by the bailing wire. Over here by the band-aids. There it is. Okay, now let's see. All I gotta do is just cut off the baling wire and then just crank her up. Load and dip. Load and dip. Boy, I knew that first phone course I took would come in handy someday, even if I did flunk the FCC test. Load and dip. 75, 90, 100,000 watts. There we go. Aw, heck, a little more wouldn't hurt. Oh, that baby's really humming now. Yep, that's it. That ought to be enough. Well, gotta get my news ready. Pull some records. Oh, boy. Flash Frisbone is on the air.
But wait. What our hero doesn't know is that the transmitter was set at 20 watts for a reason. The main cooling blower to the final has broken. And even as our hero cues up his first record, the heat from the now hot transmitter is melting the ice cream in the factory above. Soon, 400,000 gallons of Taco Brickle ice cream will melt. It could flood into the basement, drowning Flash, and really messing up the record library. What's going to happen? You'll have to wait till next time. The amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone are produced exclusively for the Aircheck Factory at Studio B in Marquette, Michigan. And what about Elma Gluck?